Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, BTN News listeners, to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. We've made it through Monday. Let's see if we can do the same thing for Tuesday. It's the 21st of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Probably going to be less today because the news is pretty thin. Well, notebook or laptop users, whatever you want to call yourselves, do you use Chrome on your device? Have you noticed that your battery life is kind of crap? Well, Microsoft's letting you know just how crap it is. Yeah, that's right. Microsoft's been busy conducting its own series of battery test experiments to prove pretty much what we've already known. Chrome is definitely draining your battery. Now, Google has previously promised they're going to improve battery life. Yeah, we've been hearing those promises for quite a while now. So Microsoft decided just to stick it to them. So they did what pretty much anybody else would do. They stuck up a video on YouTube. They actually created two tests to measure the power consumption by browsers. The first test is a lab-controlled environment measuring typical browsing behavior on popular sites, while the other experiment times how long streaming HD video lasts. The results? Well, Chrome lasted about 4 hours. And as you probably guessed, Microsoft's Edge, which they're obviously promoting, lasted 7 hours and 22 minutes. Now, yes, being lab-controlled or not, this is obviously in Microsoft's advantage. But it definitely wouldn't hurt for Google to get their thumb out of their butt and really get things going to help improve battery life for Chrome. Apple India fans might have something to rejoice. That is, if you wanted to have the full Apple experience. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, going into an Apple store. Now, there's been talk over the last few weeks that Apple, yeah, they weren't going to be able to have their own stores in India because of all the rules and regulations and all this sort of stuff. But now it seems the country has loosened its rules a little bit. Now, how this is going to work, first-party retailers, that is, those who sell their own products, will have a 3-year grace period where they don't have to sell at least 30% products that are locally made. Here's the best part of how government can actually work when money's involved. They can even extend the window for another 5 years if they show they're making advanced tech that benefits the related rules. I guess only and it benefits the consumer anyways. But still, you really gotta love it when government decides, yeah, they can bend over backwards as long as it's worthwhile. To them, at least. Users of Samsung's Galaxy Tab 8.0, yeah, you're finally gonna get Android Marshmallow. I know, that took forever, didn't it? Kind of a big update, 1.1 gigabytes to be exact. But at least you finally get all those new improvements and features with Marshmallow, including such things as Doze for better battery life, Google Now Tap for instant access to information, and also you get Android's new permission system. If you're listening to the show right now, you think, okay, I'm going to go grab my 8.0 Galaxy Tab and update. And you ain't seeing the update? That's because it's rolling out very, very slowly. Might take a little while. Just hang tight. Finally. See, told you it's a short one today. Have you ever had something that was, I don't know, making you feel funny? You didn't know what was wrong with you, so you did the most stupid thing you could possibly do? Go Google your symptoms. Yeah, we've probably all been there and thought, oh my God, I'm dying. Well, Google actually now is going to help tell you better if you're dying or not. Now, Google already knows how misinformation can just spread like wildfire, so they decided yesterday to provide people with more realistic information in their search results. For example, say you're having a bad headache. It's probably not cancer, yeah, it's probably just stress. Google said in their statement regarding the new search results is our goal is to help navigate and explore health conditions related to your symptoms and quickly get to the point where you can do more in-depth research on web or talk to a health physician. So, for all you hypochondriacs out there, the update will be rolling out over the next few days, and Google promises to add more symptoms in the future. Don't know if that's good or bad. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yes, you know the place. That's the website for all the BTN shows. Get on over there, check them all out right this very second. Get subscribed to them, too, while you're over there. You'll be glad that you did. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, if you like, at Kyle Swagger. The best thing you can do, though, is hang out with the BTN community, because that's where all the fun happens. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning, of course, tomorrow with your hump day edition. Yeah, that'll make you smile, doesn't it? Yeah, I see you're grinning. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Gosh, I hope there's a heck of a lot more than there was today. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening.